Nothing beats a cheap cigar at midnight on the pier of a scummy, foul-smelling body of water. Reminds me of home.
Psst. Psst. Are ye Mickey Faust, evil rat twin of a certain anxious rodent in Orlando?
You got me pegged.
Make fun of me leg again, I slit your throat. Now come on, ratty, and follow me up the ropes to that sinking ship.
Which sinking ship?
The USS Florida.
I thought the smart rats had already abandoned that one.
Over here. Down here. Now in here. Into the boiler room.
The hell is this?
The bowels of the ship.
That accounts for the smell. What is that? Pickled parmesan? Burning Velveeta?
You!
Nick! Oh, it's you.
Yeah, it's me. Big Mac of the Florida State loser lobbyist.
I thought we were through with each other after the last election.
That election was just the beginning, Faust. Those 23 votes you got were a mandate from the people. My people. Meet some friends of mine. 23 of the leading cheese producers, refiners, and distributors in the country. Miss Swiss?
Oh, hello.
Monsignor Ricotta?
Buongiorno.
Master Gouda?
Hello, everybody.
Miss Kraft?
Hey there.
Lord Stilton?
Tally-ho.
Jack from Monterey?
That's cool, dude.
And 16 farmers from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's only 22.
Limburg is in the can, taking a cheese whiz.
Oh, so, what's the deal?
Well, first of all...
No, allow me to do the explaining, Mr. Mac.
Which one of these cheeseheads are you?
I'm Kraft, but you can call me Miss Kraft. We arranged to speak to you privately, Faust. We're in a desperate need of your help.
My help? Sure. Anything for the cheese industry. What do you need? A tax cut? Opening up the Alaskan Wildlife Preserve for cheese farming? Write my congressman today.
Actually, Faust, we want you to pick a fight.
A fight?
Well, actually, we'd like you to start a war.
A war? Okay. What's in it for me?
Cheese. Lots and lots.
And lots!
Of cheese.
Cheese?
Once we've cornered the world supply of cheese, that rat can do whatever he likes.
Oh, tell me more.
Our intelligence forces from the dairy industry have gathered information about a huge cheese storage facility in the Sovereign County in Central Florida.
Really? Right here in Florida?
In Orlando.
Orlando.
In a place called the Evil Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Evil Prototype Community of Tomorrow? You mean Epcot?
Yes. That cheesy tourist trap run by your twin brother. Few people know, but it has been said that there's a huge reservoir of molten cheese bubbling beneath the surface of Day After Tomorrowland. At least we hope there is. It's a proverbial fondue pot, or so we've imagined it to be. One thing we do know for sure, if that cheese really does exist, then we really want it. Think of it, Faust. Enough cheese to last us for the next 100 years.
You're sure about all this?
So sure that I'm willing to bet the lives of countless other people on it. We know you hate your twin brother with a furious passion.
That I do.
And that you are constantly vowing vengeance against him.
That I am.
That you would do anything for cheese.
That I would.
Your hatred and your need for revenge, along with your questionable 23 write-in votes in the last election, makes you just the rat to declare war and invade Epcot.
But Epcot's in a sovereign county. How could I possibly justify leading such an attack?
Because they have weapons of mass destruction, or so it's been rumored.
Weapons of mass destruction? Ain't that just like that sneaky little twin of mine? I'm declaring war on Epcot for the glory of Faust and for the last of cheese.
For the lust of cheese! 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 Cheese!
No, 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 you idiot! Not the joke music, the war music!
Thank you.
This is the Mickey Faust News Network.
Hi, I'm Jack Hammer, stylish news anchor. And it's a pity you can't see it, but my hair looks great. Tonight, we have a very special and, shall I say, a very stylish report on, war. Yes, my very well-dressed listeners. Tonight's special report is the most serious subject that has ever confronted mankind. After a very tumultuous election, after several months of tense negotiations, and after the suffering we have had to endure by the unbelievable spike in the cost of a decent facial, Mickey Faust has declared preemptive war on the land of Epcot. You may ask, how did we get to this point? How did we, in such a short time, go from a simple comedy troupe full of peace and prosperity to declare a war on such a remote place as Epcot, halfway across the state? And what will be the consequences of this war? There is no doubt that Mickey Faust will be successful in his takeover. But will it be over quickly? Or will the despised leader of Epcot unleash his weapons of mouse destruction that Mickey Faust says he's pretty darn sure he has? And what about rebuilding Epcot after the takeover? Tonight, we will look at those questions and shake our collective heads. So, my well-dressed listeners, pour yourself another glass of sherry. Feel confident in how good you look reclining in your Chase lounge. And we'll begin at the beginning.
My fellow Faustlandians, Faustketeers, you are probably wondering why I have called you all to the clubhouse tonight. Events in Florida have now reached the final days of decision. For more than a decade, the Mickey Faust Club has pursued patient and honorable efforts to make people laugh, to give the citizens of our great state something to be happy about, even as those large bricks are losing their jobs. In addition, horrible tales of abuse and the forced sharing of underwear have filtered up from the sewers below Epcot. Our intelligence has sniffed out that my brother has been amassing weapons of mouse destruction. If you recall, my brother's regime pledged to reveal and destroy all its weapons of mouse destruction as a condition for ending the Lake Buena Vista War in 1991.
Lake Buena Vista War? What's Mickey talking about?
Shh. Don't get Mickey mad.
My sweeping victory in the gubernatorial election has given me a mandate from the people.
Victory? Mickey, you only got 23. I mean, you got 280 votes, Mickey. 280!
As I was saying, in the last election, the voters told me what I want to hear, that I am great, that I am invincible, that I can do what I want, and I want to go to war.
War?
I don't want to go to war.
Yes,
war.
I know it's not pretty. There will be death, destruction, blood, gore, guts, entrails, intestines. But aside from the fun parts, there are real, plausible, well-thought-out reasons that I have decided we must attack Epcot in exactly 48 hours.
Epcot?
48
hours?
Oh my God.
Yes, Epcot, the evil prototype community of tomorrow. My rich brother, triple access all-in-one theme park to the world, must be conquered one brick walkway at a time. France, Germany, Canada, and Norway land are a threat to all rat kind. And the new cheese price hike announced yesterday by the French Pavilion was the final straw. $10 a gallon for Roquefort is ridiculous. And so, my first act under this new mandate from the people is to declare, henceforth, that France may be referred to only as Freedom Land, a name synonymous with dead 1960s amusement parks.
Oh, I don't want to go to war, Gimpy, do you?
And furthermore...
Well, I'd rather go to war with France than with Mickey. Mickey hits harder than any French titmouse I ever freedom kissed.
The people have spoken. They want me, Mickey Faust, to be installed as the new benevolent, sort of, dictator in Epcot.
We're going to Orlando!
And when we've taken over, we'll have access to that huge cheese reservoir hidden under Epcot we've been hearing about lately.
Yay!
Yeah, I gotta leave it on my card.
Yeah. No. This war isn't about cheese. This war is about making Florida safe for tourism. I'm declaring war to spread the freedom of Faustlandia, to bring my brother's minions clean underwear. We're going into Epcot to find and destroy those weapons of mass destruction. And furthermore, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah,
wow.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Mickey's argument sure blah, are convincing.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah! Oh, I feel good. Okay, that's enough. I hereby declare, cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war. Now get out of here. I'm going to bed.
Mickey, you were just quoting from Julius Caesar.
Why, you little...
Mickey, no, no.
All over Florida, rats and rodents of all species are celebrating the news that Mickey Faust, the vermin voters' choice for governor, will be storming Epcot, liberating mice and cheese alike.
This is important. I know that it's risky, but when you're faced with the danger of no more cheese, I mean... You gotta protect our right to have cheese.
Yeah, Mickey wouldn't lie to us about cheese at Epcot. I seen it on a flyer.
I may be lactose intolerant, but I think I support Mickey's Operation Free Cheese.
Sales of bumper stickers featuring Mickey Faust and the slogan, "The Power of Rind," are going through the roof.
Get your t-shirts, bumper stickers, baby bibs here. Support the war, power of rind.
But for every rat willing to make the sacrifices necessary to go to war, there are those who are questioning the rationale of the invasion.
Oh, how many sewers must a rat skitter down before you can call him a rat? Yes, and how much depth can a pet rat smoke before he gets fed to the cat? Yes, and how much cheese can a flat mouse fit in before he becomes flatulent? The answer, my friend, is breaking in the wind. The answer is breaking in the wind.
In these times of war, emotions run hot and the rhetoric turns cold.
We think we know where they are keeping their chemical and biological weapons. And I want it clear. Any more commercials featuring the Orkin Man will be seen as a violation of the Green Air Convention.
Even Hollywood is divided.
We're living in fictitious times with a fictitious rat fighting a fictitious war against a fictitious mouse in a land that is one great big fairy tale.
I am appalled by Michael Moose. And as president of the National Rat Association, I say you can have my slice of cheddar when you pry it out of my cold, dead fingers.
And while the bigwigs argue, hundreds and thousands of rat families say goodbye and good luck to their litters.
Thanks, man. We'll see you later.
It'll be all right.
See you the next time you're here.
time I could be with you. Good night, we will wave as you walk out the door. In time, we will gather together once more. Tomorrow, there'll be laughter, or I'll be surprised. I'll see you the next time through. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Thanks a lot.
Thirty seconds into the conflict, we interrupt this program with an urgent update on Mickey Faust's Operation Free Cheese. Man, it's rough out there. Well, so much for real news. Here's Claude Rains with the weather.
We have a typical spring day here in Faustlandia. There's a usual pocket of hot air hanging over the Capitol building, and a foul odor dominates the House of Representatives after yet another humongous gas attack by Johnny Birdbrain. In the north, global warming is finally paying off for Greenland, where it's a balmy 84 degrees today. But in Kashmir, they're having a nuclear winter. Whoa, kids, don't hurt yourself shoveling those nasty white flakes to the curb. In Alaska, acid rain is falling heavily, so pack your steel umbrella. Today's acid is a combination of boric and sulfuric. The forecast for Epcot is partly cloudy with a chance of Scud missiles today. The ozone layer around the battlefield is thinning from the large concentration of journalists using hairspray. Remember, number 30 sunscreen is best for prolonged exposure to both sun and the windburn caused by the wake of a howitzer shell. That's all for today's weather. This is Claude Rains for the Mickey Faust News Network.
Such trying times, why do we live in such exasperating times? Such trying times, if only we could find the reason for the rhymes.
Attacking Epcot? It's about the cheese, isn't it? It's always about the damn cheese. Doesn't he realize that in other countries, they pay a lot more for cheese than we do?
The whole thing is just a diversionary ploy so we won't notice the problems we got right here. A shabby clubhouse, a bunch of dysfunctional actors, writers who write scripts that are way too long and self-serving. I mean, that other mouse in Orlando is a bad, bad mouse. But there are lots of bad cartoon characters in the world. Is he going to attack them all?
There's an attack on Epcot? Hey, cool, man. I went to Epcot once when I was a kid. Hey, say hi to Shamu for me, huh? Oh, that's SeaWorld.
God, yes, I love a mouse in uniform. Good luck, Mickey!
Where have all the mousies gone? Stray cats ate them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
there, chillins! This is Sister Mole with a timely reminder that the end is nigh. And what better way to greet it than with Sister Mole's special end-time spiritually infused plastic sheeting and triple divine duct tape. Brothers and sisters, we've all heard it from some of the highest end-time believers in the land that this is it, the end times. When God's alarm clock starts ringing, and you better not oversleep, hallelujah. Now, friends, you don't want to be one of those left-behind, discarded, disbeliever, Democrat, anti-war-mongering terrorists, drug-puffing feminist, tree-worshipping liberals who have the heart set permanently on bleed. And the nose is always stuck in some book that's not the Bible now, do you? No. Then you better heed my call and buy my product. Amen. Sister Mo's 11th hour special end time spiritually infused plastic sheeting and triple divine duct tape. Just wrap yourself head to toe in Sister Mo's plastic. Then get some dispensable do-good and gay neighbor to help you seal the ends with triple divine duct tape and your package for glorious delivery. Remember, that's Sister Mo's 11th hour special end time spiritually infused plastic sheeting and triple divine duct tape on sale now. 'Cause God is good, at least to us.
Mickey Faust, Elite Rat Patrol, makes the dangerous trek down I-75.
Hut, two, three, four. Hut, two, three, four. Hut, two, three, four.
Coming in! Forward, cross!
To accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to do the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down.
Up next, a press briefing with Mickey Faust offensive secretary Cha-Cha Ginfeld.
The Mickey Faust attack on Epcot is going according to plan. We would advise the Epcotians, the Epcotites, or the Epcotosians to immediately disarm and surrender and tell us where the cheese is. If they don't, they will be subjected to an attack we call, shucks. Now I'll take questions as long as they aren't stupid. Yes?
Jim Bassett, Tampa Tribune. Epcot is only one of several cheesy tourist attractions in Orlando. How are you going to find it?
We've ordered a map from the Orlando Chamber of Commerce. It should be here any day now. Next.
Poodle-Madee, Florida Times Union. How long do you expect the attack to last?
Depends on a number of factors. We were going to get a weekend pass, but couldn't afford it. Hopefully the line to get in won't be too long, and we'll get everything done in a few hours. Yes, you.
Bill Cocker Spaniel, Tallahassee Democrat. What kind of supplies are you taking?
I don't want to give away too much of our plan, but I can assure you, our troops will have everything they need. We've stocked up on sunscreen, beer, and camera film, so I think we'll be okay. Yes, you over there getting the manicure.
Jack Hammer, stylish war correspondent for the Mickey Faust News Network. Cha-Cha, many of us are concerned about what the troops will be wearing. Is it true that you are considering that they wear, God forbid, Bermuda shorts with black socks?
Well, Jack, we have to respect the customs of the Epcotosians. They're a proud people, and we don't mean to offend them. We don't seek to control them. We only want to liberate them and get their cheese. That's it. Thank you.
All we are saying is give cheese a chance.
Everybody's talking about fungus among us, humongous homus, pita, feta, boy that makes me hungry, bay cheddar, bay low, queso blanco, Wensleydale, Wallace and Gromit, listen to this.
All we are saying is give cheese a chance. All we are.
What bothers me the most is the breaking down of long-held alliances that the Mickey Faust troupe has had with other comedy troupes. I mean, I don't like Mickey going into this thing alone. Why couldn't he have waited until he had the support of Saturday Night Live, Second City, and Esther's Follies? Instead, the only troupe supporting Mickey is the cast from Are You Being Served?
Well, I support him. I just hope he does it quick and gets back here safe. I love you, Mickey.
He said it wouldn't take long. He said it would be a nice, clean attack. He said he had a plan. He didn't know there was such a long wait for tickets to get into Epcot, and now he's got to change his plan. I don't know. It smells like sewer blockage to me.
We're here at the famous Tavern on the Turquoise restaurant in Kissimmee, where diners from around the world gather at the brink of conflict. Today, we've secretly replaced their diplomacy with war. Let's see if they notice.
Oh, what a lovely war.
Yes, thank you for inviting us. It's so much more than we expected.
Yes, we like it a lot. We were here some time ago and had such a marvelous time, we always wanted to come back.
Of course we had a bigger crowd then, didn't we, dear?
No, darling, I think we have the same number this time.
It appeared bigger to me last time.
Well, maybe we are a smaller crowd, but we're here, and that's what matters.
See, it's very nice of you to invite us. Mira, this is on your tab, right?
Oh, yes, this is our party, so please allow us. This is our treat to you.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
But please, let us take care of the tip.
Well, that's quite nice of you. Thanks.
Look, who are those people?
Oh, don't mind them. They got invitations but decided not to come, for whatever reason.
Yeah, they had their chance.
Crikey, weren't those blokes here last time we went out?
Yes, but let's not discuss such unpleasantries. This is our little war, and we're just so glad you all decided to come.
Oh, no problem, mate. Though it's a bit more than I expected.
Check, monsieur?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, dear!
Bit more than you thought, eh, mate?
How much is it so I know what to tip?
74.7 billion, give or take.
Monsieur, remember, that is before le dessert.
That's all right, no problem.
No problem? You didn't tell me it would be that much.
I did, too. I said it'd be expensive.
Well, there's expensive, and then there's expensive. Did you bring that kind of money?
Yes, yes, I've got it there.
And there's the tip.
Merci, monsieur et madame. Come back again. And please, be sure to visit our new place we're opening on the east side.
Another place?
Oui. A little place we call Korea.
Operation Free Cheese is entering into its fourth week with no end in sight. Everyone's being asked to be patient and tighten their belts.
But Cha-Cha, rats don't wear belts!
It's just a figure of speech. We need more money to finance this invasion.
Have we sold all the books in the state library and tripled the tuition at the universities?
Done that.
How about asking the dairy farmers to hold back production to raise the price of cheese?
You know what it's at for you, Mickey.
That's it. It's time the lower classes pay their fair share.
That's the spirit, Mickey. Why don't we cut services to single mothers? We can spin it as a necessary sacrifice during these times of war.
Oh, yes. Those deadbeats will be too busy trying to stay alive and feed their miserable litters to notice. I like it. Yeah, I like it.
My body out of bed, visions of my late night job rattle in my head. I make the kids their breakfast, send them off to school, and try to get some shut eye for an hour or two. Got another day before me. I got the single mother blues. Bagging groceries in the morning, waiting tables late at night. No matter what I'm doing, my money's always tight. Got no man to support me and help me pay my bills, and I sure ain't got nobody who give me a thrill. Is this what life's about now? I got the single mother blues. Want no welfare
ain't no charity. All I want's a little time to keep my sanity. I give my kids my everything till all of me is gone. I need some peace and quiet, for my time here is done. Lord, oh, you're listening. I got the single mother blues. Yes, I got them. I've got them bad. You know I got them. I've got the blues. And I'll tell you one more. Down on my luck with no man and no money. Single mother blue.
It's off to war we go.
Orlando's newest theme park promises a fun, spiritual, and exciting time for the whole family.
Wow.
Ooh.
Visit historic sites like the Wailing Wall. Take a ride at Temple Mount.
It's a holy site. It's a land of strife. Rubber bullets, rocks, lots of loss of life. With a boom and a bam, it's a land of Abraham. It's a real, real world.
This is our holy site. Get out!
Yeah, but it's in our territory. You can't have it.
Oh, yeah? Give it back, hummus breath.
Bite me, you Sephardic butthole.
Aw, that's precious.
Orlando's vision of the Holy Land is a one-of-a-kind experience.
Look, honey.
It's the Hall of Failed Negotiations.
For the sake of our United States and our little sister Israel and all the oil in this region, can't we just all get along?
Ah, Yasir Arafat, I'm ready to make peace. You go first, Sharon.
You see? He did it again. You always do that. You must go first.
No, you must go first.
No, you must go first.
Jew.
Arab.
And at the Holy Land, good Christian families will learn all about being a minority.
Look, Mommy, Daddy, let's go to the Christian corner.
Someday my Lord will come. That's when the world is done.
Oh, isn't that sweet and peaceful? Cool!
Honey? Honey? Oh my God!
Come on, Mom! It's war! This is fun!
Only in Orlando can tragedy be transformed into a theme park. The Holy Land Experience. Get free passes at every rest stop on I-75. It's a vacation to die for.
In Tallahassee, a large number of rats have gathered in a place other than the Capitol building in protest of Operation Free Cheese.
Make no mistake about it. This isn't about cheese for you and me.
No.
This is about cheese for one rat and one rat only.
Yeah.
This is about the profit for one group and one group only.
Yeah!
This is an immoral war against a sovereign county. And we say no more, Mr. Faust!
No more, Mr. Faust!
No more, Mrs. Kraft!
No more, Mrs. Kraft!
No more, Lord Stilton!
No more, Lord Stilton!
Give me an F!
F!
Get in line, give us what you got. It's time to liberate Epcot. There's a bunch of cheese in the land of oh, oh, oh. Let's get up and go.
And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. I want my cheese in a can. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Oh, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die.
Well, come on, generals of the Fousketeers. Keep on marching and you'll earn your ears. Move those troops down 75 and hope to hell they stay alive. If trucks and cars don't crush them dead, a cat might get them instead.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. I want my cheese in a can. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Oh, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die.
Mickey Faust has a plan for you with Mrs. Kraft and others too. If we rid the world of Mickey Mouse, it'll mean more cheese inside your house. Dairy farmers will make some cash and Faust kicks a little ass.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. I want my cheese in a can. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Oh, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die.
Come on, mothers, come on, dads. Send us all your litters of lasses and lads. Get your kids out of the house. It's a chance to beat the Orlando Mouse. Be the first one in the clan killed off by the Orkin Man.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. I want my cheese in a can. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Oh, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die.
Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say?
We go now to a briefing by Offensive Secretary Chacha Ginfeld. Already in progress.
I never said this was my plan. It was Big Mac's plan. If everything had gone well, then it would have been my plan. There have been setbacks that we had not anticipated, but that's to be expected when attacking a tourist attraction halfway across the state.
Exactly how did the Mickey Faust troops get lost on the I-4 corridor? I've been to Orlando before, and I never had a problem.
Well, as I understand, it was a logistical problem. It seems that Mickey saw some signs advertising the Café Risqué and decided to make a detour.
Bill Cocker Spaniel, I understand the line to get into Epcot was longer than expected.
Yes, that's true. We hadn't anticipated that the day we arrived would be the beginning of gay days. This has caused a momentary delay, but fortunately, Squeaky Fromage, our supplies captain, has brought sex decoder rings for the troops. Yes?
Jim Bassett, are you getting any cooperation from the other tourist attractions in Orlando?
Good question. Yes, we are getting support from many neighboring attractions. SeaWorld has allowed us to park in their parking lot. MGM Studios has offered us a weekend discount. The Alligator Farm provided the troops with free postcards. And Holy Land said we're welcome to use their facilities. That's all for now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Mickey Faust News Network.
Hi, Jackhammer here, and my hair still looks great. The Mickey Faust troops have met their first piece de resistance in the attack on Epcot. Piece de resistance? Hey, I thought we weren't going to use French words anymore. We go now live to the front line, where our reporter, Christian, am I ever poor, is standing by. Christian?
Jack, at 10:43 local time, just after the gates had closed and I finalized my book deal on the war, the Epcot forces launched a counterattack consisting of somewhere between 1 and 2 mousetraps at the troops. Fortunately, no one was hurt, since many in the Mickey Faust 1 and 1/3 Battalion are still stuck in traffic somewhere on the I-4 corridor. However, I am here, and the devastation is remarkable. I am holding now one of the mousetraps right here in my hand. It appears to be made of wood with a little metal spring bar with 1/4-inch coil attached. The way this works, as I have been told by our munitions expert, is that you put a piece of cheese on this hook right here. Then this metal spring bar is pulled back and carefully locked in place. Now here's where it can get ugly. You see, when the rat pulls this piece of cheese off the hook, it causes the metal bar to become dislodged like so, and
with half the regiment decimated at the Battle of I-75, the remaining Faust troops make their way down the I-4 corridor.
Lift, right, lift.
Cats, take cover!
We now go to Epcot's renowned Pomegranate Light District for a special report from embedded journalist Jock Strapp. Jock, can you hear me? We've heard it's rough out there.
War. War. More war. Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. Make Daddy famous. Make Daddy famous!
Jock? Jock? We're having problem with our audio connection. Let's go instead to Epcot's Cheez-It Center, where I understand just moments ago a major gas attack was detected. Go ahead, Bambi. You're on the air. That's very interesting, Bambi. Can you tell us more?
I'll have a meatball sub and a double latte.
Sugar?
Yes, 2 sugars. I see. That's very interesting, Bambi, but we have to take a quick commercial break. Can you sum it up for us quickly? Well, okay then. We'll get back to you soon, Bams, right after this important message.
Get noticed and admired in the new 2004 Come Hummer Me. The 2004 Come Hummer Me is the largest sport utility vehicle ever built. Imagine the looks you'll get sitting 16 feet above the road. This baby's huge! With 6 feet of leg room and 10 feet of elbow room, you'll be the master of your destiny. It's solid. It's hard. It's firm. The new 2004 Come Hummer Me. Why, it's every bit as big as you think you are.
This is the Mickey Faust News Network.
For those just joining us, we have established radio contact with Mickey Faust and his troops as they pursue their attack on Epcot. Mickey, can you give us a progress report?
Squeaky, on the double.
Yes, sir. Try it now, sir.
Hello, Jack. We've suffered a lot of losses, but we've conquered every place we wanted to conquer, except, of course, Day After Tomorrowland, the place we came to conquer. But we're going to start that drive in a minute.
I hate to ask this, but how many of your troops are left?
Well, there's Squeaky, who you just heard from.
Yes, and?
That's just about it. But nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Adam Smith said that. Ow!
In the end, we shall be successful. And success is the sole earthly judge of right and wrong.
That was Hitler. Ow!
Confusion, indecision, fear. These are my weapons.
Hitler again. Ah! Ah! Charlie Brown? Peanuts?
I'm gonna beat you senseless. Wait. What's that blinding light?
It's the light of Day After Tomorrowland.
I'd almost forgotten. Get up, Squeaky. We've got one last thing to conquer. Day After Tomorrowland. And it's right there over the horizon. Come on!
Are you sure you want to conquer Day After Tomorrowland?
Hello? 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 Anybody there? Anyone? What? What's that? I heard something. It looks like it's coming from that plastic ceiling over there. Hello? Hey, there's something under the plastic ceiling, and it's alive.
Wow! Mr. Moe's spiritualized plastic sheeting and triple divine duct tape really does work!
Hold on, hold on. Let me take this duct tape off you. What? Here, I'll get started. Wow, this is a lot of duct tape. Almost done. There. Hey, it's Dick Cheney. Wrap him back up, Squeaky. Boy, the future doesn't look too hot, does it? Ah, well. All's well that ends well.
That's Shakespeare, Mickey. Ow!
While you're wrapping him up, let's sing the Mickey Faust Club song.
Who's the leader of the cult by driving me and me?
Me.
M-I-C-K-E-E-F-A-U-S-T.
Mickey Faust.
Goethe.
Mickey Faust.
Goethe.
Forever shall I scheme and slave and slave and
scheme and scheme.
Now it's time to say so long.
Go home and eat my cheese.
Cheese. Glorious cheese.
M-I-C.
See you in the sewer.
K-E-E.
Why, E-E? Because we don't want to get sued by Disney, that's why. Although, now, of course, it doesn't really matter, does it?
F-A-U-S-T.
That's all, folks.
Porky Pig!
That concludes our broadcast day. The Mickey Faust News Network operates out of the clubhouse at Railroad Square in Tallahassee, Florida. Our transmitter is a pair of tin cans connected by some pipe cleaners. Our performances occur throughout the year. Be on the lookout for movies and Mickey Faust madness during the summer. All jokes, parodies, and political opinions expressed in this broadcast are copyrighted and should not be used to write angry letters to the management or DJs of V89. Special thanks to Eclectic Acoustic. This is the Mickey Faust News Network.